The Ministry of Education says about $200 million has been channeled into skills development, out of which $124 million have gone into the development of skills for industry projects, DESIP. According to Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, the move is to retool all the technical institutions across the country. He said 13 technical institutes have been selected across the country to benefit from the project. Mr. Ablakwa disclosed this at the launch of the Africa Business Center for Developing Education, ABCDE, in Accra. Rukiatu Musa has more.
The African Business Center for Developing Education, ABCDE, an NGO, facilitates bridging the gap between industry and academia. It also aims at providing entrepreneurial skills for the youth. A Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, said even though there is a mismatch between industry and academia, the ministry has taken steps to re-equip technical institutions and upgrade polytechnics into technical universities to help address the challenge.
Before this conversion, it was not possible to begin a degree program in any of the BTEC programs, the technical vocational programs at the tertiary level. This conversion resolves all of that. And we have studied best practices elsewhere. There was no need to reinvent the wheel. We saw how other nations got it right, especially Germany and Singapore. And we have been to study what they did and what the trick was. And that's what has led us to the conversion of our polytechnic to tertiary universities. And you've noticed that we brought on board experts, we brought on board industry, all stakeholders. It has not been, we know it all. We actually are just facilitators or coordinators serving at the ministry. We are currently working on the law in Parliament. It's going for the second consideration stage in the House, and we expect the tertiary universities bill to be passed soon ahead of the September takeoff.
The director for the Center for International Education, University of Cape Coast, Professor Rosemond Bohini, explains what the university does to help address the problem.
When we are developing our curriculum, what we do is that we don't sit at the university and decide that, for instance, accounting, this is what we need in accounting. No, we go to industry. We invite them and they tell us that if you churn out a graduate in accounting, we want the person to be able to do A, B, C, D. So when we are developing the curriculum, we also bring the concerns of industry. And at the end of the day, we have something from the university, something from the industry, so that whatever skills we develop in the students, by the time they leave, it will be something that industry wants. Then also, when we teach, we don't only teach the theory. Sometimes we invite industry to come and give us the practical aspect of whatever we are teaching. So we are trying very hard to see whether we can collaborate with them, so that at the end of the day, we will not churn out graduates and the industry will say we don't want, or we will not come up with research that will end up on the shelves.